This is a Fox News alert. Ian, heading toward the Carolinas. I'm Lisa Lacera. It's a Category 1 hurricane after being downgraded earlier today. And forecasters say it's expected to approach the coast of South Carolina tomorrow.
The storm is gathering strength again. This is going to be a big rainstorm and a flood event for South Carolina. Then on up into the Piedmont and the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia. So there's much more of this storm to come.
Fox Weather hurricane specialist Brian Norcross. This is the damage assessment and recovery begins in Florida after Ian came ashore yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane packing 150 mile per hour winds.
Towns like Punta Gorda here are very famous for their communities of prefabricated or modular homes or mobile homes, and they don't hold up well in severe weather. There are a number of homes without their roofs, practically every other one in some cases. Those roofs are not necessarily far away. They're just not on top of the homes. They're twisted up in piles on front yards or in driveways or wherever they came to rest. Across some of these roadways, there are communities under construction, partially built homes, where the roof rafters are now in splinters. In Punta Gorda, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Governor Ron DeSantis says there have been 700 confirmed rescues.
People have been rescued from places like Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Marco Island, as well as the barrier islands in Charlotte County.
Early today, DeSantis said there has been an ongoing effort to airlift people stranded on Sanibel Island after the storm destroyed the only bridge to the barrier island. Virginia Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has appeared before the House January 6th committee. Chair Benny Thompson says she told the committee that the 2020 election was fraudulent. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
NATO says it's ready to retaliate if it's determined damage to any member nation's infrastructure was done maliciously as it investigates the cause of leaks to key gas pipelines.
In a statement, NATO ambassadors stressed that any deliberate attack to critical infrastructure would be, quote, met with a united and determined response. This comes after damage to two gas pipelines off Denmark and two lines for would-be member Sweden in international waters in the Baltic Sea. NATO says that all available information currently points to the leaks being deliberate acts of sabotage, causing risks to shipping and substantial environmental damage. Some European officials and energy experts have said that Russia is likely to blame for any sabotage, as it directly benefits from higher energy prices and economic anxiety throughout Europe. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Six Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration in an effort to halt the plan to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans, accusing it of overstepping its executive powers. The states of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina joined Arkansas in filing the lawsuit. The states argue that Missouri's loan services is facing a number of ongoing financial harms because of President Biden's decision to cancel loans. The administration has long said it was confident the forgiveness program would survive court challenges. Women who take over-the-counter painkillers could be increasing their baby's odds for developing attention disorders and sleeping problems.
Researchers from Penn State University looked at acetaminophen sold under the brand name Tylenol and the effect it had on babies when their moms took it while pregnant. The study found that kids of mothers who used the medicine regularly were about 20% more likely to have ADHD or a form of insomnia by the age of three. The authors of the study say Tylenol use during pregnancy is common, but the results should increase encourage women to be cautious about it.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.